Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The Lansing City Council August 2nd primary vote now less than a week away, a vote that will narrow five at-large council candidates down to four. Longtime council member Carol Wood running once again for her seat, and she joins me now. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you've spent over a decade in the council, and while you have extensive experience and a deep understanding of city issues, what do you say to those who are considering the three newcomers running for the at-large seats and believe that some new perspectives wouldn't be a bad thing?
Well, I think the important thing to realize is a good council member should be looking and seeking information from all aspects of our community, whether we're talking about young people, and a number of those that are looking to run our younger generation, or whether we're talking about seniors. It's important for a council member to understand that they're representing everyone out there, and to bring them in and to talk with them and to understand what their issues are, and then try to put forth legislation or policies or money from the budget based on those conversations that you're having.
Some of those new to the race have pointed out that they think the council has had some issues in the way it operates, and that there should be more communication between council members. Do they have a point?
Well, yes and no. Since being on council, as you mentioned in the beginning, for a decade, I've watched how we handle business a little bit differently. One of the things that we, when I came on council, that we had was we had a Thursday afternoon committee of a whole meeting, and that committee of a whole meeting allowed us to work through a number of the issues before they came out on the floor, before the TV cameras. Do I believe in transparency and allowing the public to see how we're doing business? Absolutely. But I think in that has been lost the fact that part of what we're now doing out on the floor are things that were done in the past in an open meetings, but was not done in front of the camera. And it's important for us to do that work. It's important for us to have the constituencies to, instead of just having 3 minutes, to have an opportunity to address what those issues are. And it's important for council to be asking those questions.
I'm talking to City Council Member Carol Wood ahead of the August 2nd Lansing City Council primary vote. Carol, we saw the millage proposal fail, leading to the cuts to police and fire. If we see another need for cuts in the next budget, would you support the council moving to increase the millage on its own without asking for voter approval?
I think we have to look at what we're presented. Again, I look at a budget, which I did not support this time, based on the fact that there are a number of items that I thought that we could be making some cuts on that would have made a permanent difference, and some that would have been short-term. None of those were done. We also found out during this process, as the millage question was out there, that the administration should have been aware of the revenue sharing decisions that were made on March 21st, 2011, and was approved through the fiscal committees in April, and none of that information was given to the voters or to council until just before, it was actually right after the millage vote. So I think, you know, part of that is the communication and understanding exactly what's out there. But I did support the year before the fact that we look at an increase in the millage that went directly for salaries for police and fire. Would I consider that again? Yes.
You talked about the budget, which was the last big issue that involved the council and the mayor. When you look at the council's relationship with the mayor on the whole, would you describe it as a productive one?
Well, again, if you look at some of the issues that have come before us that we've supported, that have been brought forth by the mayor, that have been supported, then yes, we're moving Lansing forward. If you're looking at some of the communication issues that are out there, and the fact that sometimes we're given things at the last minute. Again, now here, as I talked just previously, we had budget information that should have been divulged to council much earlier during dealing with revenue sharing, and that was not done until after an election vote, and we're talking about the $4.5 million that we had happen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those things, we have to have better communication with the administration, with council, and it can't be a matter of just picking one or two council members that you relate that information to. Again, we're making, collectively, we're making decisions for what's best for Lansing as a whole, both as council and from the mayor's office.
Now, you unsuccessfully challenged Mayor Bernero in the last mayoral race. How disappointed were you in the outcome, and what did you learn from that campaign?
Well, of course, I was disappointed, or I wouldn't have decided to run for mayor. Understood some of the issues out there that the public had some concerns on. You had a mayor who had pledged not only some on television, but on some radio interviews that he would not seek another office, that he intended to complete his term on council and term as mayor, and then very shortly after the election announced that he was running for governor. So understood that, disappointed that they were not honest about where they were moving with us. As far as looking at some of the things that I've learned from that, I think getting your story out there better, having people understand who and what you represent and what you want to do for the city, needed to have a clearer message to make sure that people understood that.
What about the attendance level of some council members? It seems that especially for committee meetings, not everyone is showing up. Is that a problem?
I believe it is, and the reason I believe so is much of the work is done on a committee basis, and then it's brought to the floor. If you have committee members that aren't even attending the meetings, or they have to be canceled because you don't have a quorum, then that has a huge effect on how you're doing business as a city.
And it could be said that you are the most recognized member of the council. Do you expect your reelection to the council to be seriously challenged?
I take every race seriously and look at every race as if it's my first race and work just as hard, again, for re-election. We're not in corporate world. We don't receive bonuses. We don't receive those types of things when we're doing a good job. My way of knowing whether I'm doing a good job is how the voters turn out and how they vote for us. And that's, for me, that's my gratification in knowing whether I am listening to their voices and acting as they want me to act is based by how that election goes. And so that's why I look at this very seriously. I'm asking them to trust me in making decisions that affect their lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I need to ask you just one more question. One of the newcomers to the race has proposed limiting the number of city council meetings. They're currently at 50 a year. Do you agree that maybe the council could meet less, maybe once every 2 weeks instead of weekly?
Well, again, we've had things brought to us at the last minute that we've had to put on an agenda immediately and have action on. I know that when you talk to the business community, one of their issues that they have is making sure that things are done in a timely fashion so that they can move on to the next step. I'm not sure that changing the council meetings, reducing the number of council meetings, would allow us to get the work done. Again, we see currently problems that we've had, and again, trying to make sure that we get things out in a timely manner, let alone the fact that we look at reducing the amount of council meetings that we have.
Lansing City Councilmember Carol Wood, she is running for re-election to her at-large seat on the council. Thank you for joining me, Carol.
Thank you for having me.
And Lansing voters will make their choice at the polls next Tuesday, August 2nd. I'm Michael Cohen. We'll be right back with more. You're listening to 1320 WILS.